No Gentleman Left, written by Nirak Rose, read by X-Men Hater. Fandom, A League of Their Own. They are so unbelievably young. If Beverly were a sentimental person, she might think to herself, I was once that young, or I was once that spry, but she doesn't. Her grandmother used to say that with age comes sentimentality, and while that was certainly true for her grandmother, Beverly finds that it isn't for her. A character flaw, perhaps. No, it's not sentimentality, Beverly feels, as she takes in the clusters of girls on the Wrigley Field lawn. They are so eager, desperate, giddy and excited, so fucking scared, Beverly can taste it on the air. It's recognition, she feels. It was another war in another time, and it wasn't baseball, it was the Marines. Beverly signed up, patriotic to her core, but she also had to leave. And leave she did, with the other girls, doing jobs that freed up men to go into combat. It was a salary and freedom and companionship. Safety. Looking at these girls, Beverly knows they're not safe. Not yet. Not yet. Beverly gets assigned to Rockford, so the first thing she does is call on V and find out who's still around. The second thing she does is tally her girls. 4. She counts 4. That Jess McCready isn't fooling anyone, bless her heart. Beverly takes quiet notice of how the other girls treat her. Just in case. Jess is more vulnerable than she realizes, Beverly thinks. Too identifiable. But perhaps times are changing? Jess is playing ball, after all. Too butch, too queer. Beverly expects she'll have to pull strings for Jess down the line, bail her out. And she points her out to V later, asks her to keep an eye. Lupe, she thinks, will be all right. Lupe Garcia has a cat-like skittishness about her that Beverly has seen before, recognizes like an old friend at an unexpected moment. At first, Beverly thinks it's a symptom of the fear of being found out, but she failed to take into account the baseball. These girls may be here to escape, but they are all here to play ball, and Lupe wants to play ball with a desperation unlike any Beverly has ever seen before. Still, Beverly keeps an eye on her, because Lupe might fly under the radar better than Jess, but she is not subtle about sneaking out of the house. She'll be caught, eventually. Not by Beverly, who can and will turn a blind eye as and when needed. But she taps into her network, tell me how my girls are doing, and makes contingency plans. Joe and Greta are a package deal, and if Beverly quietly amended the paperwork when nobody was looking to assign them both to Rockford, well, then that is nobody's business, is it? She's wrong about the nature of their package deal, it turns out, but not the strength of it. There's protection and safety in friendship, and Beverly can see plain as day how Greta's femininity protects not just Joe, but the other girls, too. It protected Jess when she would have otherwise been discarded like chaff, and her charm is the shield the girls need from the public's eye. It must cost Greta a lot, so Beverly keeps her silent watch. Mrs. Carson Shaw is a surprise. 5 girls. She isn't the first married woman Beverly has met who sought female companionship in some form or other, and though her married status grants her some protection, it's not perfect. Beverly keeps watch, keeps her girls safe. It's what she did in the Marines. When this opportunity came up, Beverly recognized it for what it would become for women all over America, and she decided the Marines didn't need her anymore. The Marines had a solid network, but this is new. She can't chaperone all the teams, can't watch all the girls, but she can watch this one. The Peaches are her girls. It's Joe who ends up breaking her heart. She thought it would be Jess, fined too many times, caught in the wrong place at the wrong time by the wrong person. But Jess got away. Greta got away. Lupe got away. Carson got away. Beverly doesn't have to pretend not to see the girls sneak in after hours, shaken and in disarray, because she isn't there to see it. She's across town, making calls and pulling strings, and by morning she puts on an impeccable front and pretends as if there's nothing out of the ordinary with Joe being dragged through the door in pants and handcuffs. She counts her girls, all accounted for, visibly shaken but unhurt and alive. Oh, Joe, she thinks, taking in the cut on her face and her injured leg. The gasp from Greta above. The girls rally around Joe, and Beverly's heart swells, but it's not safe. Not for them, not for Joe. Four girls, maybe three. But Greta stays and the show goes on and Beverly keeps her watch. Beverly still doesn't care about baseball, but her grandmother's words come back to her, and she thinks maybe she is a little sentimental. Would she care so much about her girls if she wasn't sentimental? There's the principle of the thing, of course. She's a chaperone. It's her job to look after the girls. There's a certain kind of satisfaction in knowing that she is doing her job, both to the letter and in spirit. Oh, but she cares. She cares so very much. And when they see Joe again, Beverly breathes. She's hale, she's batting, she's fierce. She made it through. She's safe. They're all safe, her beautiful, wonderful, fierce girls. They may not all know or understand what Beverly has done to keep them so, to see them through to the end. But that also doesn't matter. Some of them will in time. Carson will get there eventually. Greta isn't trusting enough to open up to the possibility. Lupe will know as soon as Jess has filled her in. And Jess, darling, lets her facade slip just long enough to let Beverly know how brittle she really was underneath it all. Beverly smiles and gives Jess her money back. It does not matter that they don't know or don't understand, because none of what Beverly does is for glory. She exists to serve. And after all, what's more patriotic than baseball? The end.